We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph, Lema Abaye V'Rava. We have before a Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, if you have Achsadra V'Bika, and according to Rashi's Pshat, we're talking about Achsadra without any walls, it's a gazebo with a roof without any walls, and Rav says you can say Pitikra on all four sides, and according to Shmuel, you cannot say Pitikra on all four sides. You have to have one wall, and then you can say Pitikra. That's the sheet of Shmuel. So Rav says you say Pitikra on all four sides, Shmuel not. That is Rashi's Pshat. And Sugya, Tosfos, and other Rishonim have different Pshat, that Lekuli Alma, you can't make a Pitikra on four walls. It could be you need at least two walls, and that's a Pasan Halacha. But we're going to go with Rashi's Pshat, that according to Rav, you can do all four walls, and Shmuel only three of the walls. Lema, Abaye V'Rava, Pukta the Rav Shmuel Kamifli. Maybe Abaye V'Rava argue in the same machlekes as Rav v'Shmuel. The Itma, we learned in Masechta Sukkah, machlekes Abaye v'Rava, Sichei Hagabi Achsadra Shesh Levetzimim. If you put Schach on top of a gazebo, top of a Achsadra, that has walls made out of Petzimim. Petzimim, Rashi says, are walls that are made of these poles that are within three Tefachim of each other. So you have Lavad, and therefore you have walls for the Sukkah. So then it's Ksheira. Kuliyama, it's Kosher. You have a Sukkah with walls. Ein lo Petzimim. But if the sukkah does not have walls, so all you have is a roof without any walls, Abaye Alma Kashera. Abaye says it's a kosher sukkah, you put on schach and it's a kosher sukkah. Rav Alma Psula. Rav Alma's Pasul. What's the Machlaikis? Abaye Alma Kashera, why? Alma Pitikra Yerid Vesaisim. You could say that for all four walls, you use Pitikra. It's not a problem. You just put schach on top of it and everything's good. You have these beams that hold the schach, and those beams, the edge comes down and closes up the sides with the halacha of Pitikra. For Rav Amar, Psula, Rav says, Lo Amar Pitikra Yerev Seisim. You don't say Pitikra Yerev Seisim in order to make the sukkah. Again, Pitikra means that you have these beams, and you look at like the edge of the beam is coming down and closing the wall. So, Lema, Abayo holds that by sukkah you have Pitikra, he holds like Rav, who holds by Chsadra, Babika, you could carry inside because you have walls, Pitikra. So Abaye holds a grab that holds a Pitikra on four sides. But Rava Kashmuel, and Rava holds like Shmuel, who holds that you don't say Pitikra on four sides. I can ask me a question, a sukkah doesn't need four walls, only needs three walls. So just everyone agrees if you Rashi, three walls enough Pitikra. That's the Ritva's Kasha actually. But you have to say that Rashi holds, if it's open on four sides, you can't say three walls either. Of Pitikra, since it's open all four sides. But like upon the one right now is saying that maybe Abayo who says that the sukkah's kosher is like Rav, who holds Pitikra. And Rav who says not kosher, holds like Shmuel. So Gemara says you're half right. Aliba the Shmuel, Kulam Alei Pligi. Everyone agrees that Shmuel cannot stim with Rav. That means Shmuel who cannot stim with Abayo. That means Shmuel holds you do not say Pitikra by Achsadra. Avada, he's not going to stim with Abaye. It says he'd say Pitikra by Sukkah. So leave a Shmuel Kulam Alei Pligi that Shmuel has to be like Rava. Rava is like Shmuel, and Abaye cannot be like Shmuel. Keep Pligi, but it's possible that Rava could be like Rav. It means Rava could be both like Shmuel and Rav. Keep Pligi, leave it to Rav. Abaye holds like Rav. But Rava says, I can stim with Rav also. At can like come Rav Hossam. Rav only says by Achsadra that you say Pitikra every Soysim. El Dahani Mechitis La Achsadra Avidi. Those mechitzas are made for the achsadra. That's why you put those beams up for the achsadra. But here you have achsadra, you want to convert it into a sukkah. Lemaisi, you didn't put those beams up for a sukkah. You put it up for the achsadra. Now you want to use it for a sukkah to say pitikra on beams that are put up for an achsadra, not for a sukkah, that you can't do already. Avahacha, the hani mechitzas lava sukkah avidi, not made for a sukkah, lo, you can't use it. That means like this, that if you hold by sukkah like Abaye, that you can make a pitikra, so you can't hold like Shmuel. So of course by achsadra or bika, you can make a pitikra by Shabbos. Because the beams made for achsadra. But if you hold like Rava, who says that by sukkah you don't have it, it could be stims even with Rav by achsadra or bika, because achsadra or bika is better, because the beams are made for the achsadra. Here, it's not made for a sukkah. And Rashi explains, in the Rav Maschil, lav l'sukkah, that Rashi explains, it wasn't made l'shem sukkah. It's va'af agav the loy boi mechitzas l'shma. Even though by a sukkah there's no halacha here mechitzas l'shma, if you have a little hut without a roof, you put schach on top of it, it's kosher a sukkah. You don't think walls l'shma, only schach l'shma. So why do you need l'shma? He says kuliyam yilam and klinan. To say pitikra for a sukkah without l'shma, that much not makel, because pitikra is not a real wall. And they were not makel to say pitikra if it's not l'shma. So the Gemara weiter. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah. If you say hoyel v'hutter hutter, that means you had a, the Mishnah talking about a case that you had a chotzer or a bias or a mavui that the lechis came down and fell down on Shabbos. So Rav Yehuda says that Shabbos is mutter, and next week is also you have to fix it up. But for this week it's mutter. Why? Because hoyel v'hutter hutter. That's Rav Yehuda shita. Rav Yehuda said a cryptic message. It says, "Raise your hand. In mutar malisa Shabbos. If it's mutter for this Shabbos, mutter lost love. It's mutter for every Shabbos. If it's also for the for lost love, if it's also for next Shabbos, like Rav Yehuda, you say that, then it's also this Shabbos also." And we learned Pasha is arguing whole hutter hutter, but the lashon sounds like he's not sure. He says, if it's mutter for this Shabbos, mutter for next Shabbos. If it's also for next Shabbos, it's also for this Shabbos. What does he mean exactly? Abayalu, Rav Yehuda lassor lahater. Does Rav Yehuda mean to say it's also or say it's mutter? So we understand if it means to say it's also, we understand what it means. It means that you don't say hov hutter hutter. When the Gemara is a tzad, that's lahatir, you have to know what the tzad is. What will be the tzad that'll be mutter forever? If it's mutter for this Shabbos, hov hutter, it's mutter for every Shabbos. What's the Gemara's tzad? That's mutter. So the Rishash stole to a Gemara before, Mishnah before, there's a Rav Yesi before, in the end of Perek Haloin, that says that shiurei erev, once you make an erev chaseris, even though it gets less, you don't need to fix it up, even for every week, even for next week. You don't have to figure it out. You're allowed to have a kosher for the Erev. So the Gemara's Havina here was, there was something left from the Mechitza, something left from the Lechi. And we have in the Rav Yosi holds, once you made a Mechitza or a Lechi, it works every week as long as something's left over. That was Gemara's Havina. Gemara's comment, not like that, Lamaisa. But the Gemara's question is, Rav Yosi says, less or lahatar. Again, Rav Yosi says, if mutta for this week, it's mutta for next week. If it's also for next week, it's also for this week. It's masma, it's sad, it's mutta for every week. So which way does Rav Yosi go? Rav Sheish is lesser. He meant to say it's also. Just like we know it's also for next week. You don't have walls. There's no whole hutra for next week. So it's also for this week also. That's what he meant to say. Mechina Rav Yechon lesser. He meant to say it's also. Tainan mehalchi. We have a first surprise like that. Rav Yosi, k'shem she'asurim lo'as lova. Just like it's also for next week. Kach asurim lo'as Shabbos. Same too. It's also for that Shabbos. For this Shabbos also. There's no whole hutra hutra. So you see, that's klar Rav Yosi shita. Itma. Rav Chiba Yosef Omar, Halach Rav Yosi. Chiba Yosef says, you pass to Rav Yosi that you do not say Hel V'Hutra over here, in this case, where Mechitza fell down, you don't say Hel V'Hutra, Hutra. V'Shmuel Omar, Halach Rav Yehuda. And Shmuel says, you pass to Rav Yehuda. Right, the Gemara, heck, you say that Shmuel passes to Rav Yehuda. I'm going to tell you over Gemara. The Gemara we had before, and it takes a few lines to get into the Kasha. But we pass it on, Shmuel says, you pass to Rav Yehuda. I mean, I'll show you not like that. Me on Shmuel Hachi, Vatana, we learned in the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Medvar Amurim, when do you need Das? By Ruvei Tchumim. By Ruvei Tchumim, if you want to make an Erev Tchumim for your friend, you need his Das. You have to know that he wants it. Aber Ruvei Chetzeres, Ma'arv and Beinu Das, Ben Shalad Das. But by Ruvei Chetzeres, which means we're uniting a Chotzer, there you don't have to ask him. If you're using your own thing, you can mezake him, you could give it, you may give him the Erev for free, and without telling him about it. Why? Because that's his chus for him. He has nothing to lose from uniting with you. Mashenkin, by tchumim, he has what to lose, because he'll lose his tchum the other direction. So it says, Ma'ar ve'en das ben shalai das ve'ruvi chetzeres. If he's a zachin lo'odim shalai v'fanav, you can be zaycha for something, for someone, even when you're in front of him, as long as it's a good thing. Ve'en chav v'shalai v'fanav, you can't be zaycha for him something that's not good. Bon Rav Yehuda Mashmul. And we have there, Rav Yehuda Mashmul says in the halacha, Halach k'Rav Yehuda. Not only that, anytime you have Rav Yehuda and Erevin, Halach Kamaisai. And that Gemara continues over there. And there you find that Rav Chana Bagda told Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmuel, Phil of Mavi, Shinitil Kareis of Alechiv, the Shmuel say we pass like Rav Yehuda, even regarding our case of our Mishnah, where the Kairo Alechiv was taken away? Amalei, and he answered, Ruhuda answered, no, but Erev in Amartilach. I only told you when it comes to Erev Chatzeris, so you're making an Erev with bread, those type of Erevim. But Loib Mechitzas, but not with a Mechitzas that makes you into Rosh Hashanah, that type of Mechitzas I never said, we pass like Rav Yehuda. Adkan, that Gemara we had before. So it's a stira. Right here we say, Shmuel passes like Rav Yehuda, now a Mishnah, which is a question of walls of Mechitzas. And we have this other Gemara, it says that Rav Yehuda says Shmuel never paskin like Rav Yehuda by Mechitzas, only by Erevin. So it's a stira to the two Rav Yehuda, two Shmuels. It's a stira of the two Shmuels. Amarav, the demon farsh nominated the Shmuel. Someone explained me, Pshat and Shmuel, Kan Shenevitz of Karmelis, Kan Shenevitz of Shirabim. That means, Be'etzem, we paskin Hov Hotro Hotro, you're right. But when it's Nifritzol of Shirabim, if this Mavi was, or the chatzah was breached to Rosh Hashanah, then Shmuel holds we don't pass the Sakav Yehuda. Like Rashi explains, because the gzeira, if you allow him to carry here, he may carry into Rosh Hashanah. He may carry into Rosh Hashanah alone, and that's the Issur D'oraisa. But if it's open to a Karmelis, where if it carries, it'll only be Issur D'rabbanan, there we allow the Hal of Hutra Hutra. So a Kaponim would come out like this, that Shmuel Malach Rav Yehuda means when the breach is open to a Karmelis. Then we pass the Rav Yehuda, because there we're not worried about the D'oraisa. Masha Inkein, when it's breached to Rosh Rabim, then we're not passing the Yehuda because we're worried about a D'oraisa of carrying in Rosh Rabim. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. Haboina Aliyah Gavishtei Batim. If someone builds Aliyah Gavishtei Batim, we're going to learn now the Shita of Rav Yehuda in this Mishnah, that it could be with two mechitzas, or maybe you need more than that, will be a Rosh Yachid. Let's learn the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Haboina Aliyah Gavishtei Batim. You have two houses on two sides, let's say, of Rosh Hashanah, and you build a second floor going from one house to another house. It looks like an overpass now. V'chein gesharim hamafloshim, or a bridge. That's also like an overpass, like a bridge going across Rosh Hashanah. Metatlim tachteim v'shabbos. The Rav Yehuda. You carry under it on Shabbos. That's what Rav Yehuda holds. And here you come onto Pitikro. You have two regular walls, the batim. And then now you have this overpass, so the edge of this overpass, either it's a second floor or it's a bridge, it comes down and it sights them and closes the other two sides. So if you do the holes, that's, you let it carry under it, because it's just a yachid. The chom oisrim, chom holds, it's asa. Why the chom holds asa? Because you have four walls there, you have two sides, and you have pitikra. So, based on the coin, Shita's Taisvis is, you don't say pitikra by a mafulish. You don't say pitikra. But according to Rashi, is you have two walls, the kuliyam may say pitikra. So why is it also according to Chachamim? So there's a Rabbeinu Yonison in the beginning of the Masechta, the first daf in the Masechta, they said the reason is because Osi Rabim Mavata Mechitzta. Since people are walking through it, that breaks the pitikra, and therefore it's also. But Oidom Rav Yudus is a Na Alacha. Ma'arvin Lamavi Amafulish Vacham Oistrim. Who's a Na Alacha? That you can make a lechi for a mavi am a foolish, and a chomim say, no, it's aser, doesn't work by a mavi am a foolish. You need more than that. And we'll come out from the Gemara, we'll be able to explain these Rabbi Yehudas. So Gemara starts off, we have the first Rabbi Yehuda that says, Yeboina aliyah gav shnei batim or gesharim, the loch is, you let it carry under it. Omar Rabba, loy teima hainu taimed Rabbi Yehuda, mishum de kosav ez mechitzas de raisa. Don't say pshat in our Mishnah is, because two mechitzas are de raisa. Ela, Shadar Mishnah is Mishnukasava Pitikri Revisim. Because here you have two walls, then the edge of this aliyah, or the edge of this bridge, comes down, and you say Pitikra Yoyred Resaisim. So it's not Mukach from the first part of our Mishnah that Rav Yehuda holds Tuchat Mechitz Derai. So all you see is that he says Pitikra. And we said the way Rabbanon argue is, the reason why Rabbanon argue is because people are walking through it, it's Osi Rabim Mavata Mechitz. Eisve Abaya, Eisve Kasha, it says in a Braisa, Yes, Al Kain Om Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says even more, and he says, if you have two houses on two sides of Shirabim, you don't even need Aliyah. It's enough. Oysa lechi mikan, velechi mikan. You put a lechi on each side of the house. It's enough because that lechi will be soisim that side that's open. Oikarim mikan, oikarim mikan. You put a kari on each side. You carry in the middle. And Omer Loi, and the Chum say back, you cannot be Ma'arav Shirab Mekach. So what do you see? You see Mefurish Braisa, that Rav Yehuda says, that two mechitzas enough, there's no pitikra there, using a lechi or kari there, no pitikra. So you see, he holds two mechitzas of the Raisa. Omer Loi, yeah, you're right, Mahi'in. From that price, you see it. Mahav, Ma'arav, Reisha, the Mishnah, Lech L'mashmina. Rabbi is saying, I'm not saying that Rav Yehuda holds. Doesn't hold B'ez Mechitzas Raisa. All I'm telling you is that from the beginning of our Mishnah, it's not a Raya that he holds two Mechitzas are sufficient, because in the beginning of our Mishnah, we have Pitikra. You have a Braisa now that says that two Mechitzas are enough? Okay, you know, that's fine, but it's not a Raya from the Reish of our Mishnah. Taisus asks, what do you mean? Our Mishnah, we do have a Raya, the second case of our Mishnah, that says, Ma'arav v'mav v'yam foolish, and there is no Pitikra. So why do we have to go find a price? So we have a Mishnah right here, next line. That Taisus asks, Dir Maschah Eisvei. Taisus answers that our Mishnah doesn't say Mefurish, that we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. It just says, Mavi Yama Fulish, doesn't say we're. So therefore, our Mishnah wouldn't be 100% right. But after we know this price, so we can learn our Mishnah like that, even Rosh Hashanah, of course. Zogti Gemara. Omar of Ashi, Mishnah Mami Deiko, the Mishnah is also Maduyik, that Rav Yehuda is Takamata, even by two Mechitzas. Midiktani va oid omar Rav Yehuda ma'arv mavi ma'fulish chom oisrim. So iam he says va oid. Rehu says saying more. So iam bishlam amishum the kosav pitikra every soisim. If the reisha was als pitikra, how did the kam va oid? The kosav va oid. Now we know va oid is the first part of the mishnah is saying two mechizas and a pitikra. Va oid on Rehu even mavi ma'fulish works. If the race already says two mechitzas raisa, my va'oid. What are you adding on va'oid? Even the mavi, whatever it is, even if it's mafolosh shirabim, wouldn't be anything more than you said in the reisha. Shema mino, you take a see from here that Rav Yehuda, when he says in the reisha that it works, is because based mechitzas the raisa, that's his real shita. Even though there could be pitikra, it's a raya that the reisha is not a raya, and therefore va'oid telling you more. That Rav Yehuda holds basically is the Raisa. That means to bring a riot, the Raisha, just you always see is Pitikra. And that's why Va'oid is being Moisif, even without Pitikra, still Rav Yehuda is Mata. Hadun Allah kol gagois v'li neder. Those that finished it.